not a Monday guy.
I'm not crazy about it either. I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
Are you ready to go?
I'm warning you, I'm seriously stressed out here.
You always drink like this so early in the morning?
Isn't it a bit early in the day for the bottle? Even for you?
Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
Make the radio call.
It's time to get up.
It's time to hear that pop.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
We are go for launch.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning and welcome to the 2nd of April. Did everyone have a fine Easter?
Did. I had a great Easter.
Good. Very good. Very good.
We went to the North End and didn't cook.
That's a good thing.
It was awesome.
Yeah? What'd you do, Hank?
I actually cooked Easter brunch. I destroyed the French toast. Oh, boy. But you can't screw up a ham, so that was good.
No, good point on that. Okay. Long boy.
Yeah, my wife made a lovely spread for Easter, a little breakfast brunch thing.
Very good.
If you call it brunch, then it's okay to drink during
yes,
breakfast.
Yes, that's
right?
Very true. Yes. I believe that is the
mimosas and stuff.
Yes. Shout out to Jennifer, who was our waitress at Benevento's in the North End, because she was busy with a lot of people.
What's the name of the place?
Benevento's.
Yeah,
it's right
good.
On Salem Street. It's really fun to be in the North End.
Yeah.
I know why people visit there.
Did Lucy have to drive home?
No, not at all. I think I did it on gnocchi and not wine. So it was good.
Smart thinking. Okay, well, here we go. It's Monday morning, and things we got coming up on the program today. We'll have Grant in 60 seconds now. And at 8:10 this morning, we got Brian's Bell Buster. What are we doing today on the Bell Buster?
Going to mess with a guy who has Sox season tickets as we get ready for opening day this week.
Oh, nice.
I heard from his buddy in the office who, he's kind of sick of hearing him brag about his tickets. So we're going to mess with him.
Hey, the 5K Artist of the Day, that starts today. 5 chances today for you to win $1,000 right here at WR. That's going to happen every day, Monday through Friday, okay? So stand by for that. And, Bill Lee. And, hey, the Red Sox. Pitching's looking pretty good.
You know what? The starting pitching is lights out.
Okay, so we got that coming up for you this morning. Bill Lee will be joining us at 8:40 here. And we're going to ask about the great wedding photo prank.
Oh, yeah.
This is a good story.
Yeah. Is this a funny thing or the end of a marriage?
No. This is kind of cool. LB is going to have kind of a virtual brush with fame later today.
Actually, like a 1 degree of separation.
1 degree of separation. A secondhand brush with fame is coming up, and we'll tell you that story. All of this is happening right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you think you can win a grand in 60 seconds? Let's meet our contestant, Ollie Ann Noose Grayson, who is an office administrator from Blackstone, Massachusetts. Good morning, and how are you doing this morning, Ollie Ann?
I am very well, thank you, and yourself?
Great, thank you. That's a mouthful of a name. Okay.
I know it. I'm married into that.
You're married into that.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you
that's
are you
love.
Are you feeling confident this morning?
I am.
Okay.
I've been practicing all week.
You have. Very good. Do you think it's going to aid you?
I hope so.
Okay. You know exactly what's going to happen. We'll explain it to you one more time here. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. If you don't know one, you can pass, go on to the next question, try to get through all the questions in a minute, and then if there's time left over, we come back and we pick up the questions you have missed. So, is everyone ready to play?
Yes.
You will hear the timer in the background. LBF, are you ready with the questions?
I'm ready with the questions.
3, 2, 1, go.
How many days are in a week?
7.
What sport is played in the World Series?
Baseball.
When it's 3 p.m. in New York, what time is it in Chicago?
2.
Name the third president of the United States.
Jefferson.
Jon Snow is a character on what TV show?
Pass.
What astrological sign symbol is a crab?
Cancer.
What is 20 plus 9 minus 3?
26.
Who is Warren Beatty's famous sister?
Pass.
Who created the Muppets?
Jim Henson.
Name the only continent that is located in all 4 hemispheres.
United States.
Okay, Jon Snow is a character
South
on
America.
What TV show?
I just binge watched it. I just binge watched it.
Oh, it's hot. You know what? Like, when you're under the pressure, it's like, oh my God, what is that name? What is that name?
Yep.
Jon Snow is a character on Game of Thrones.
I know. I'm going,
Warren Beatty's famous sister is Shirley MacLaine. And the only continent that is located in all four hemispheres is Africa.
You did very
but
well.
But you did really well.
Yes, okay. And no problem. As a fabulous parting gift, we have a consolation prize.
Yeah, you get something.
A pair of tickets to Boston Comedy Come Up, hosted by our friend and the hilarious Tony V. April the 14th at the Schubert Theater. Oh, you're going to love the show. It's fantastic. You'll love Tony and the whole gang there. It's going to be at the Box Center. Anybody else can visit theboxcenter.org for more information. And if you'd like to be a contestant, log on to WRR.com and sign up. And you too, like Holly Ann Newscretion, can be on the radio and demonstrate your immense intellect.
You did well. You really did.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Have a great day.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Yes, it is time now for your 620 Men from Maine, so here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lamb knocks on Aoife's door with some bad news.
Say, Aoife, you know who owns that Rottweiler outside?
Well, yes, I do. What about it?
I think my Chihuahua just killed him.
What? You mean to tell me your little scrawny Chihuahua was able to bring down my 80-pound Rottweiler? How in God's name did that happen?
Well, I think he got stuck in your dog's throat.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Did you see where Snooki had a speaking engagement at Rutgers University, and they paid her $33,000?
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
To speak?
To speak at Rutgers University. The 2 weeks before that, they paid Hillary Clinton only $25,000 to speak at Rutgers.
Oh, come on, Jersey. You can do better than that.
That's a lot of gym tan and laundry right there.
That's exactly right.
Oh, my God.
So there you go, and now you know. 105.7 WRR. Coming up next, right here on the Lorna Wine Morning Show, we're going to demonstrate to you the importance of pausing at certain points when you're saying something to someone, right?
Yes, it's very important.
Okay, whatever you do, don't go away. You'll be amazed at the importance of the pause.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so the importance of a pause. Would you explain,
yes,
please?
You know, John Oliver was on last night, and he was talking about, you know, it's important to pause between sentences because you have to make sure that you get your point across. And the case in point is when a news anchor is saying that his colleague is off for the night and then doesn't pause and goes into the news. Here you have it.
A quick update concerning local news. The people who bring you stories like this.
Good evening, I'm Ken Bastida. Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
Holy Either he needed to put a space between Dana's whereabouts and his first story, or someone was pretty pissed off that they weren't invited to Dana's birthday party.
Wow.
And that is your lesson for today. That's Make sure you breathe.
I think Dana had a really good excuse for being off for the night. Murdered and set on fire.
Oh, my God.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing this one. Okay, let's see what
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning, this is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are trying to follow along with Sister Jean and the amazing trip to the Final Four with Loyola of Chicago, there were some fears that she may not be able to go to that game, which was over the weekend,
you
know, the Final Four game. But she made it okay.
And that's good.
Although they did take her off the court a little bit early when it, you know, appeared that the game was over. But I can understand that. They didn't want her to get all trampled.
Yeah.
Poor Sister Jean. And they said that she was exhausted. And I can understand. I mean, when you're 98 years old, you probably get exhausted getting ready to go to bed. You know?
Well, I mean, just, and then also all the hype and the major disappointment.
Travels and all that stuff. Yeah.
I mean, she's...
Well, she had game speeches.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Pumping them up.
I mean, she had to pray a lot longer this season. I mean, they made it all the way down to the Final Four.
There was a lot of good basketball, college women's stuff. As a matter of fact, if Hank, would you bring us up to speed here? Because this was pretty exciting.
All right, let's start with women's basketball, because Notre Dame, they stunned UConn on Friday in the Final Four semis, and then they shocked Mississippi 61-58. They win the national championship yesterday in Columbus, Ohio, and it came right down to the very end. Ogumba Wale for the win. Good! Arike Ogumba Wale wins the national championship for Notre Dame. That's ESPN's Adam Amin, who, just the fact that he got the name right is pretty impressive.
I know, really.
You get the men's final tonight. Top-seeded Villanova facing third-seeded Michigan. It's at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. Tip time is at 9:20. It's on TBS. Red Sox starting pitching. They continue to dominate. Sox won their third straight. Beat the Rays 2-1 at the Trop yesterday. J.D. Martinez singled home the tying run in the fifth. Rafael Devers drove in the eventual winning run with an RBI single in the sixth. Hector Velasquez, 5 2/3 for the win. Bullpen slammed the door. Joe Kelly got the save. They're looking good. They're in Miami against the Marlins tonight. Brian Johnson gets the start. Patrice Bergeron's 30th goal of the season with 3.9 seconds left. Sent the Bruins and Flyers into overtime, but then Philly prevailed 4-3 in a Claude Giroux goal yesterday in Philly. Bruins lead Tampa Bay by 2 points with 4 games left. The battle for first place continues against the Lightning tomorrow night in Tampa. Celts in action tomorrow night in Milwaukee. They're riding a 6-game winning streak. And the Revolution beat the Dynamo 2-0 Saturday in Houston.
That's and course. Okay, your big Monday morning Brian Bellbuster is coming up next, and it's all about baseball.
That's right. I heard from Ethan, who his buddy Ross in the office. I don't think he takes Ethan to any Red Sox games, because Ross has great season tickets. So we wanted to tell him that they put up a new wall in front of his tickets.
Just a small change that we've had to make in that one
wall.
Section. Yeah. So,
like obstructed view?
Slightly obstructed. But if you stand up, you know, you still have that great view.
No way. No, I'm not. Well, I'm not paying what I pay.
Do you ever listen to WROR and the Brian Bellbuster, Ross?
Is this a prank? But you son of a god.
What is that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR. Hello. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Ross, the guy at the office, has good Red Sox tickets. And Ethan contacted us because he was a little sick of Ross bragging about the tickets and never taking him to a game.
Really?
So we're going to call Ross for his birthday and pretend there's a little problem with his season tickets.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hi, looking for Ross?
This is Ross.
Hi, Ross. Ray Kinsella from the season ticket office. How you doing?
Hi, Ray. I'm doing all right.
Good. Getting ready for another exciting season, I know.
Yeah, I'm fired up.
Just wanted to check in because, you know, as we're getting the ballpark ready for a new season, the zoning people come in and check everything out. And you are Loge Box 129, is that correct?
Yep, and have been for many years.
Okay. Your seats, there's going to be a small, very small wall just in front of your seats now that we've built there because of the some changes in some zoning.
What do you mean a wall?
It's green, very small green wall that'll be kind of in front of your seats. You know, you're right behind home plate, so you still have great seats, but you will have to stand up to actually see the field now.
What are you talking about? I've had these seats for 18 years.
Yeah, I know, and you know, just the way the ballpark has to evolve, this is just a small change that we've had to make in that section. Yeah. So,
like obstructed view?
Slightly obstructed. But if you stand up, you know, you still have that great view.
No way. No, I'm not. Well, I'm not paying what I pay.
Yeah, I mean, you pay quite a bit. I can probably get you a couple vouchers for chowder, perhaps, if that would make it a little better.
Chowder? You can keep the chowder.
The voucher for chowder doesn't do it for you, huh?
No.
I can probably get you two of those.
No.
Two chowders.
Is it for every game?
You need chowder every game? Would that do it for you? Because I know nothing like a cup of hot chowder when it's August, you know?
I don't know if there's anything. I don't know what this wall looks like. How tall is it?
Well, when you're sitting, it's just above your eye level.
This is crazy. This is outrageous. I've had those tickets for 18 years, and you're going to build a wall in front of my seat?
Oh, it's already built. Yeah, when you come, it'll be right there.
That's outrageous. I want to move my seat.
Okay, we can do that. Yeah, I know you're right behind home plate. You got a sweet spot right there. So,
Seats 11 and 12.
Yeah, unfortunately, it puts you to the back of the list of, you know, season tickets. So I can get you some seats out in the right field grandstands, last row, right next to the bathrooms.
No. I want to talk to your boss. Who is this?
This is Ray Kinsella from the ticket office here.
I'm sorry. You caught me off guard a little. I'm sorry if I get a little heated. But I've had these tickets for 18 years. And... you can't do that.
Well, there's a little box on the back of the ticket that says we can do whatever we want, really.
I'm going to call my lawyer. This is outrageous.
Do you ever take him to the game?
My lawyer? No, I think he has his own ticket.
In your office, you ever take Ethan to the game with you?
Ethan?
Do you ever listen to WROR and the Brian Bellbuster, Ross?
Is this a prank? But you son of a gun. My heart is jumping out of my chest over here. I thought you were...
You know, Ethan gave us a call because you're always bragging about how great your tickets are.
They are the best tickets in the park. There's not a real one.
There's no wall in front of your seats. This is a Brian Bell buster. This is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show.
This is baloney.
I don't know if this is a good way for Ethan to get invited to a game or not.
I doubt it.
Ethan set this up?
Yeah, he did.
A great way to get invited. Actually, a good way to never, ever, ever be invited.
What if he buys you some chowder?
He's not going. He's never going.
We appreciate you listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR. And go Sox.
You guys are the worst. Go Sox.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
It's amazing how much electronic communications have changed society. And as witnessed by the latest thing, a study out about millennials, where they ask millennials, you know, how do you like to communicate at work? And they said emails and text only. Never like to have face-to-face meetings. Never like to talk to anybody on the phone. They only talk to each other with texts and emails. And I got some friends who work in companies where that's exactly the way it is. They never actually talk to another person. They're all separated.
I think they're on to something, these millennials.
really?
Yeah, to be perfectly honest, I mean, if I'm going to think about it, if I was going to be fired, all right, so one of the subsets of that study was that they... prefer to be fired via text or email.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't care how you get fired. It's not a good
thing. Think it's like one of those things where, what are you going to solve? And I would rather just get a random text. I hope everyone in management's listening. I'd rather just get a random text than have somebody walk in to work and say, can we see you in HR at 3:00 on a Friday afternoon? I don't know. Like, what are you going to do? You can't argue your way back into a job. You can't. It's only going to be a painful situation. I'd rather just get the information and then move on privately.
Yeah, but what about on a regular day-to-day business level?
I find that, like, I think that picking up the phone, this is very old school, but I find with my people who are managers who I know and friends of mine, that when they pick up the phone and have a conversation, it's delightfully easy, everybody. I mean,
you're right about that.
Thumbs don't hurt. You're having a conversation, and there's no misinterpreting anything.
You can read somebody the tone of their voice and things like
exactly.
that. You can tell the difference.
I mean, better is face-to-face, I guess, especially if it's an innocuous thing. Like, can you call so-and-so and have our shipment, blah, 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 blah. It's just easier to do that. I think sometimes people email and text because there's like a written confirmation and then they can always look back at it.
Follow the paper trail, the electronic
trail. But I think that for better relationships in the workplace.
Well, that's very true. I mean, LBF, for example, I mean, if you don't talk to somebody and communicate with somebody on a regular basis, you can't develop your social skills.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but that doesn't explain you.
A good point. Yeah. What do you prefer, emails or real conversations?
You want to know what? I've been fired in person, actually, and that was my experience, never by text. I prefer in person because sometimes you lose the tonality in the text. You can't hear the...
Like, you're fired.
You're fired.
It just saves you the trip to work that day, I guess.
Kind of a bad...
No, but I know people who work in offices, and they are all talking to each other, but everyone is silent because it's just text. I mean, they're...
I know, it's amazing.
It's crazy. And for people who... I feel like I'm not using the phone as much anymore. I'm just becoming one of them. It's like the invasions of the millennials.
Oh, I know what you mean,
So anyway, I'm going to text you how I feel about that later.
Well, like I text my wife sometimes. She's up on the top bunk. I go, hey, can you drop the clicker down? Okay. I want to change this.
Would you please do that for me?
And then she just drops it down.
Okay, 105.7 WRR. Good morning. This is the Lorna Wally Morning Show. Okay, coming up next, we got your Men from Maine episode. Now, this is a rather interesting episode we have for you here because Lemon Ephus go to their high school reunion. I know it's hard to believe. They graduated high school. And there's a little miscommunication. And it results in some friction. I think you'll see what we mean. Men from Maine 720 edition is next at ROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. It is 720. So let's get right to your 720 Men from Maine. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are attending their 20th high school reunion when they spot a face they believe to be familiar.
Say, Ephus, you see that gal over there? I think that's Helen Brown.
Boy, it sure does look like her, but I'm not sure. Let's go ask her. Say there, you look like Helen Brown.
Oh, really? Well, you look like in that red flannel shirt you're wearing.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
Morning Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
Well, yesterday was April Fool's Day. Did anybody get pranked really good yesterday?
No.
Nope.
I don't.
Nobody
do.
Was creative.
No.
Yeah, okay.
We had one in my family I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah.
My parents weren't able to come down for dinner, but last year my daughter Abby, who has Harvey, who's 5.5 months, she revealed it on Easter Sunday. So I sent a picture of Abby, Ryan, and the baby to my parents and said, hey, happy Easter. Guess who's going to have a little brother?
Oh, get out.
Didn't take long the phone to ring.
I bet.
You got something to tell us? Finally, my daughter Abby yelled in, I'm not pregnant, Grandma. My mother said, thank God.
So, this is a good one.
Oh, well, this was the long con. All right. So, this is and I don't know how I feel about this because it's about sort of pranking your new wife. And I just think that that's a touchy situation. But a Texas man, for his anniversary, his wife hates clowns, like super duper scared of
fear
clowns.
Of clowns. Okay. Yeah.
And so, he got married a year ago, and he gave her on her year anniversary this picture of their wedding, the two of them right by a barn. They're beautiful, they're young, they're happy. But in the doorway of the barn is a psycho killer clown brandishing a knife, unbeknownst to her, okay? She had no idea. So he presents this picture to her because he'd set it up at the wedding, like, okay, he had his brother. Go put on a psycho killer clown outfit, stand in the doorway, we would take this picture, hold a knife, and then on our year anniversary, I'm going to get a like 8x10 frame picture of it and give it to her and see how she reacts. That's weird to me.
How did the reaction go?
It's awesome.
It's a pretty awesome picture. If you, but she's so afraid of clowns that she's like, it's really creepy. I laughed a little bit, but it's really creepy. My question is, I would be very, very nervous if I found myself married to a man for a year who, A, dreamed that up,
mm-hmm.
B, sat on it for a year,
mm-hmm.
and C, presented it as a gift to be hung in the home.
That seems to indicate a great ability for premeditation. You know, so I'm thinking.
Don't you think she must have had some clue, though? I'm sure that, I mean, this is something he's into. He likes doing pranks and things. And
I could never marry anybody who was into pranks, ever. Like, you know how there's, like, these U2 couples where, like, you know, like, one guy has pretended the cat fell off the balcony, like, 40 story.
Right, yeah.
I would even be, like, weirded out about that. Like, what's wrong with you? I don't know. Are you a prankster?
Not to that level, but the worst one I've ever seen, and this went viral, the woman comes home and her husband and her son are upstairs playing like in a loft. And all of a sudden,
he's one of those prank guys.
Yeah.
And he throws like a doll over the side, and the woman thinks it's her son flying over and goes,
really?
Crazy.
That's a little far.
That's
a little extreme.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a little extreme.
But the only prank I ever pull on Dave, and I get him every time. It's amazing. Well, I'll grab his hand and I'll smell it, and I'll be like, your hand smells funny, and then I'll put it up to his face and I'll smack his face. Hand is to his face, and he falls for it every time.
And do you laugh every time that you do that?
Even now, thinking oh my about God. It's so funny.
See, they can be funny.
Really?
That's the only one.
And if you have young nieces and nephews and kids, hey, does my ice cream smell funny?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, tune in at 7:50 this morning, and I'll call somebody and tell them I put up a wall in front of their Red Sox season
prank.
Tickets.
We'll do that.
Bell Buster today.
Okay, everybody, 7:45, time to move directly from the boss to the Terminator and LBF and your Dirty Laundry update.
All right, it's brought to you by Citizens Bank. We've got the Terminator almost terminated. We've got a TV, big TV guy, death. A little Bon Jovi information, but first up, I can't believe I missed it. Jesus Christ Superstar was on television last night. It was live, and apparently it was awesome. Now, I can say I've watched a couple of clips, and it was super impressive with John Legend as Jesus Christ and Sarah Bareilles playing Mary Magdalene. My favorite, though, was Alice Cooper as King Herod. Here he is, right? It's awesome.
Hey, aren't you scared of me, Christ?
Wow. Alice Cooper, not a young man.
No.
Apparently one of the nicest and most philanthropic people you'll ever meet, though, according to a friend of mine.
Get out of town.
Yes.
Excellent golfer.
Really? And an excellent golfer. God, he's got so much going for him. I wonder what his Tinder profile is. Anyway, so they killed it last night. It was really great and, well, so to speak.
Killed it, yeah.
Sorry.
Well, wow,
but,
what a phrase.
I mean,
I thought it was going to be awful.
I was
shocked.
I feel really bad because I love musicals. Like, if it has song and dance in it, I'm signing up. But I don't love Andrew Lloyd Webber. It's just one of those things. It's a little bit too bombastic for me.
He speaks
but apparently,
very highly of you, I'm sure.
It was amazing. So I'm sure it will be repeated. Everyone should catch it because I guess John Legend was just
out
of this
it was
world.
Great. We watched it last night, and my wife thinks that where they got it right is a lot of times with those live ones, they do like too much stuff. This was just a simple stage and a set, and they just kept it simple.
That's
basic.
Good.
It
That's
was good.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. So, the Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, my God. He had surgery last week to replace an aging heart valve that was put back in 1997. Apparently, things went a little awry, and he had to have open-heart surgery. Now, they always have open-heart surgery people ready when you're going to be working on your heart at any point, if you know, because
just
things
in case
go
things
wrong.
Go wrong.
But they ended up having to, as they like to say in Grey's Anatomy, crack his chest. And they had to, because I'm a doctor. And you know what? What he actually said when he woke up was this.
I'll be back.
Did he really say that?
He said, I'm back. He did.
I'm back. Did he?
Yeah,
I'm
he
back.
Did. I'm back.
I'm back.
Because he's Arnold Schwarzenegger. And, like, you know, you
of course
can't quit
would.
That. That's crazy. Kind of sad news. Well, awfully sad news. Stephen Bochco, who was responsible for L.A. Law, Hill Street Blues, NYPD Blue, and Doogie Howser, has died at 74. He won 10 Emmys, 4 Peabody Awards, and Neil Patrick Harris has always quoted him as giving him the best sort of advice being an actor in Hollywood.
What was it?
Basically was, when he got Doogie Howser, he said to Neil Patrick Harris, you're riding a wave right now, but guess what? That wave will crash, and then you're going to have to get up on your surfboard and go back in and find another wave, and there are going to be other waves, and they're going to miss you, and other people are going to catch them, but keep going and keep trying to catch the waves. And I read it years ago, and he was one of the kindest people in Hollywood. Stephen Bochco. I don't know about Neil Patrick Harris. He seems like a nice enough guy. Anyway, so that's sad. And then not sad, but really awesome. John Bon Jovi had to write a note to excuse his opening act from high school. In Dallas last Monday, the band called The Contagious was picked to open up, but they're sophomores in high school. And John Bon Jovi wrote, please excuse the members of The Contagious. Absent from school on Monday, March 26th, they were busy being my opening act and kicking butt at American Airlines Center. So that's kind of fun.
That's pretty cool.
And P.S., Bon Jovi's going to be in Boston tonight and drive home from tonight's concert with WROR after the show, and you can listen to all their good stuff.
It's going to be great. Enjoy it, okay?
I love them. They're awesome.
Both the concert and the after concert live here at WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome for our contest this morning. His name is Stephen Duffy. He's from Lynn, Massachusetts, a gentleman who's in the insurance game, and he's on the air with WRR. Good morning, Stephen. How are you today?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning. So what kind of insurance you do? You know, house, boat, car, what's the deal on this? You do it all?
We do all kinds of insurance.
I see. Now, Stephen, you understand how the game is going to be played here this morning. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer to one, if you want, simply say pass, move on to the next question. If you get through all 10, we still have time left at the end. She'll come back to you and she'll repeat those questions. You'll have a chance. If you get all 10 questions correct in 60 seconds, it's very simple. You win $1,000 in cash. You ready to go?
Let's do this, LBF.
Okay.
LB, are you ready to play?
I am all set.
Okay, everybody, here we go. 3, 2, one, go.
What is 6 plus 16?
Pass.
Elsa and Anna are characters from what Disney movie?
Pass.
How many years is a single term for a U.S. president?
4 years.
Who wrote the music for Jesus Christ Superstar?
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Who won the women's NCAA championship last night?
Pass.
What breakfast cereal is known for being magically delicious?
Pass.
What, the UK is comprised of how many countries?
4.
What company makes the PlayStation line of video game consoles?
Sony.
What was Lisa Kudrow's character's name in Friends?
Phoebe.
What is the name of the third book in the Hunger Games trilogy?
Pass.
Okay, what is 6 plus 16?
22.
Elsa and Anna are characters from what Disney movie?
Frozen.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to let you stay through with Frozen on the end there.
Getting good, though.
Yep. Not bad, though.
That's 7. Nice job.
7. Okay, that's our top so far. We've had 3 people who have 7 correct out of the 10 questions there. But if you'll bring us up to date on the ones that we're passed on.
Who won the women's NCAA championship last night? Notre Dame. Let's see. What breakfast cereal is known as being magically delicious? Lucky Charms. And what is the name of the third book in the Hunger Games trilogy? Mockingjay. But good show, sir.
Good job.
Yep. Good, excellent show. And for you, a consolation prize. And I do believe you're going to like this a whole bunch, Stephen. A pair of tickets to Foreigner. The Foreigner Jukebox Heroes Tour with Whitesnake and Jason Bonham. It's June 20th. Blue Hills Bank Pavilion tickets are on sale now. For more info, visit LiveNation.com, WRR.com. And if you think you have what it takes to play, enter to be a contestant right now. WRR.com. We'll randomly pick players from the online interviews. Stephen, thank you very much for playing today. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy the concert. And thanks for being a member of the nation.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, guys.
Okay, take care now.
Good job.
Have a great spring, if it ever gets here. Okay, it's time now, ladies and gentlemen, for 3 things you really need to know today so that you can impress your colleagues.
That's true. And this is brought to you by Eagle Pank. Now, you're going to talk about things you need to know to be smart tonight watching the NCAA finals. Okay, but first I want to mention 2 things. One that's going to make you feel bad about your career choices, and the other one's going to make you feel lucky.
Okay, depress me first.
All right. Have you ever heard of Zedd?
Yes.
The music producer?
Producer, yes.
Yeah. Okay, he's 28 years old. He's from Germany. I mean, I've heard of him, like, basically.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande, stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's got a $16 million mansion in Beverly Hills because we're all doing it wrong. And among all the features, including a soon-to-be-built bowling alley, he has 2 things that are pretty amazing. One, he includes a full-size Skittle vending machine, which is awesome. And second, a so-called Costco room, which he's stocked full of supplies, is because this is what he said. This room is one of my favorite rooms in the house. I call it the Costco room. The goal for me was to stack everything up with anything I could ever use, so eventually I don't have to leave the house.
Not a bad idea.
Wow.
Hashtag life goals. All right, next up, feeling lucky? We should, because guess what? The Chinese space station did not land in New Jersey and on Snooki. Although that actually
would have been a bonus.
No offense, Snooki, but you would drive us all crazy. Crashed to Earth in the South Pacific. They were completely wrong with their GPS situation. They thought they were way off base, but that's fine. There's not much in the South Pacific except, like, the most beautiful place on Earth. And basically, most of it just burned up on reentry.
So, which is a good thing.
We dodged that satellite? Now that's going to be
a satellite bullet. Yeah.
We dodged that satellite. And so what's going on for tonight?
Okay,
how
so
can
tonight,
I sound smart?
You're going to watch the basketball game. Maybe you're going to be going to a sports bar, hanging out with some friends or something like that. And you're not that up to speed on college basketball. Well, here, I'll just give you little things you can just throw out like you've been studying this for a long time. Okay, for example, which one do you think is older? Villanova, it's Michigan and Villanova, 9:20 on TBS tonight, okay? So which school do you think is older? Do you think it's Michigan or Villanova? Anybody got a...
I got a guess. Villanova.
Villanova? No, actually, Michigan is considerably older. Villanova,
looks great, though.
Villanova was founded in 1842, and Michigan has been around since 1817. Michigan became a school before Michigan became a state, so that's a long time. Okay. Where did the word Michigan come from? This will blow them away. It's a Native American word from the Algonquin tribe, a word that means big lake. And it was originally from the Algonquin word Michigamma, which means big lake. Villanova is Latin for Newtown.
Nice car.
Oh. I said, no, Newtown.
Villanova.
Where's
Nova. Villanova again?
It's outside Philly. Oh. Okay. And then... Michigan has won only one national championship. That was in 1989. Villanova has won it twice, 1985 and 2016. But Michigan has made it to the national championship game seven times compared to just four for Villanova. Okay?
Well, Villanova's better then because they've only gone there four times but won twice. They got that's 50% chance they're going to win. Well, I mean, obviously, because it's only playing it. But you know what I mean. I should just stop talking.
You're going to move to Vegas and become an odds maker, aren't you?
Okay, thank you very much. Okay.
A shout out to the great big Plansky family up in Wakefield, because Mark Plansky was a forward on that 1985 team.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, went to Wakefield High. Was a great player.
Cool.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
I hope you're ready because it's time. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday morning on the Lorna Wally Morning Show. It's time to talk baseball with the legendary Boston Red Sox pitcher himself, Bill the Space Van Lee. Well, good morning, Billy boy. How you doing?
Good morning. Sun's out. Robins, Blue Jays. It's spring's in the air. The trouble is it's only about 20 degrees. So.
Wow. So you're back home?
Yeah, we're back home. I went to Orange County. I played Pelican Hills with Pinella and Steve Sachs, which are two of my mentors. They were both responsible, one for my shoulder and the other for beating me in the playoff game in Montreal in 81 when Rick Mundy hit that home run. It was a tough week. Flew back, got a cold. My bags are still in Denver. Other than that, it's been good.
You know, you do sound like you got the cold.
Oh, my God. It's just when you travel in cold weather and you're getting up at 4 in the morning and then your bags are still in Denver, I'm going, that's Stapleton Airport. Don't ever go there.
Okay, I got you. Okay,
don't go through Denver. If you have minimum connections, never go through Denver because your bags will never make it.
Okay, two things I want to talk to you about this morning.
Yeah.
Number one, I was reading about some of the contracts that some of the pitchers have over the weekend. Our starting pitching looks phenomenal. And you look at the money that these guys are making. Now, back in the day, when you were pitching for the Red Sox, what was the biggest salary you ever had on an annual basis?
$75,000.
Unbelievable.
After winning 17 games 3 years in a row.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I went to Montreal, and they doubled it to $150,000. The problem was that you got taxed at 58%. I was bringing home less money in Canada. So, don't go to Canada.
Stay out of Denver's airport and stay out of Canada. Okay,
if you want to make money, that's all I know. I had a great time. I got a new wife and I got a daughter out of it.
yeah.
She left here, but I made $9,500 my first year. And then I was 9-2, I think, and I think they bumped it to 17, and I was ecstatic, not knowing anything. And then Marvin Miller came into my life, and I worked for the player agent. I'm responsible for all the other guys making money, but I never made any money like that.
I know you're responsible for the other guys making money.
Yeah, they love me. I mean, the players love me, management really. They don't, they tolerate me now. They have to because the fans like me, but... If the fans didn't like me, boy, I'd be hanging from some tree up here in Vermont.
Okay. Now, what do you say about the starting pitching? Red Sox starting pitching appears to be really on top of things right now.
They're all Cy Younger. I mean, every one of them. The first three, and then, I mean, when I saw them in spring training, they were lights out. They didn't even throw in the games. They were throwing on the side. I saw Price, and I told you guys that he was lights out. His first game was spectacular. Sale's game was spectacular. Porcello, he's a Cy Young winner. And I don't know who started the fourth game, but he didn't give up any runs either. So
yeah, Velasquez, it's the first time in 118 years that the first four starters have allowed one run or fewer.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, that's what I saw, and I'm telling you, I was so mad with Cora in the first game because he didn't get Kelly out. I didn't see it, but I saw the box score, and when I saw Kelly face four or five batters, that was it. He shouldn't have only faced one. Boy, if I was there, I would only have one arm, and if I was managing it, I'd have a hook on my left arm. I'd be called Captain Hook.
Captain Hook.
Hey, Bill, do you worry about, they open at home Thursday. Do you worry about pitchers getting hurt in the cold weather?
No. No, I love cold weather. I was always 6-0 or 7-1 through April and May because hitters hate cold weather. If you can put the ball where you want to, you don't even have to throw hard. You just throw a changeup blowing away, and those guys hit a ball off the end of the bat, and their fingernails fall off. It's really nice pitching in cold weather.
Okay.
All right, so you think the bullpen was more Alex Cora kind of learning as he goes? I mean, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. No, it's tough. Kelly got a lot of work in spring training. I saw him, and he threw hard. I mean, he's one of those guys. But if he can't find home plate with a handful of rice, you got to get him out of there.
Okay. Now, that's bad. You can't find home plate with a handful of rice. Okay.
That's fantastic.
Okay, there's your takeaway of the day today. Billy, the Billy Report. Hey, yeah, Billy, thanks a million. Yeah. House off. Wait, stay warm up there in Vermont.
Oh, tell you, I'm going to Montreal to get two teeth pulled. I'm like Jack Nicholson in the Little Shop of Horrors. I'm going up for the pain medication.
Oh, well, have a great time, okay?
Yeah, I'll talk to you when I come home a little lighter.
Okay, right. Great talking to you. Have another one. We'll talk to you next week. There's Billy Reports this morning.